This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award, the Order of the Most Ancient Willowitch Mirabilis, in recognition of his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the Namibian government and people.
राष्ट्रपति जी द्वारा नामीबिया के सर्वोच्च राष्ट्रीय अवार्ड ऑर्डर ऑफ द मोस्ट एंशियंट वेलविचिया मिराबिलिस से सम्मानित किया जाना मेरे लिए अत्यंत गर्व और सम्मान की बात है। मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का नामीबिया की सरकार और नामीबिया के लोगों का हृदय से आभार प्रकट करता हूँ। मैं इस सम्मान को 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की ओर से विनम्रता के साथ स्वीकार करता हूँ।
He said the honor is a testament to the everlasting friendship between India and Namibia. Mr. Modi noted that India and Namibia have stood by each other since the time of their respective freedom struggles. This marks the 27th award received by Prime Minister Modi and fourth during his ongoing tour. Earlier, India and Namibia today signed MOUs on setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia and on cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Letters of acceptance for Namibia's joining of CDRI and Global Biofuels Alliance have also been presented. The MOUs have been signed after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah at the State House in the Namibian capital, Windhoek. The deliberations were aimed to deepen the economic partnership between the two countries by exploring new areas of cooperation in critical sectors. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said that he reviewed the full range of India-Namibia relations during the talks with Namibian President. He said cooperation in areas such as digital technology, defense, agriculture, healthcare, education and critical minerals figured prominently during discussions. Prime Minister Modi also paid tribute to Sam Nujoma, the founding father of the Namibian nation, at the National Memorial Heroes Acre in Windhoek. Gujarat government has ordered an investigation into the bridge collapse incident near Gambhira in Vadodara district, in which 9 people died and several were injured. It has sought a report from the officials regarding the collapse this morning. In this incident, 5 vehicles plunged into the Mahisagar River, resulting in 9 fatalities. Local authorities immediately launched a large-scale rescue effort. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the collapse. Prime Minister Modi has sanctioned an excrescence of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of persons who lost their lives from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of crash of Indian Air Force Jaguar trainer aircraft. The aircraft met with an accident during a routine training mission and crashed near Churu in Rajasthan today. Both pilots sustained fatal injuries in the accident. No damage to any civil property has been reported. Indian Air Force has expressed regret for the loss of lives and stands firmly with the bereaved families in this time of grief. 12 Maoists have surrendered before the police in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh today. District Superintendent of Police Gaurav Rai said that a total reward of 28 lakh rupees was declared on 9 of these Maoists. The surrendered Maoists will be provided incentives of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities under the new rehabilitation policy of the state government. In Bihar, a statewide protest called the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance against the Election Commission's special investigative revision was for voters list evoked a mixed response today. Bund supporters blocked roads and disrupted train services at several locations. However, the government and other establishments remained open as normal. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad has hit out at the opposition over the protest. Benchmark domestic stock markets today closed marginally lower amid global uncertainties following US President Donald Trump's proposal of steep tariffs on pharmaceutical imports. The Sensex at Bombay Stock Exchange settled at 83,516, falling by 195 points. Similarly, the Nifty 50 at National Stock Exchange wrapped up at 25,476, down by 46 points. The Indian women's cricket team will be aiming to seal the T20I series against England in the fourth match tonight in Manchester, UK. And that is the end of this news bulletin.